different feasts or festivals that they were commanded to participate in. These feasts, these festivals, were designed by God and commanded by God to be celebrated in order that the people would remember the faithfulness, the protection, the provision in the presence of God in their lives. Three of those feasts or festivals required that the people of God went to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was at a high elevation. It was on a hill. And so when the people went to Jerusalem to celebrate these feasts or these festivals, they had a long uphill journey to go on. While they went on that journey, they would sing songs. The songs that they would sing are included in Psalms chapter 120 through 134. There's 15 of these songs. And if you look at the heading of each one of the chapters there in that section of Psalms, you'll see that they're called the Song of Ascents. They're called the Song of Ascents because they were sang by the people as they ascended up to Jerusalem to remember, to participate in these feasts and festivals. In Psalm 126, verse 3, as the people are singing out to God, they sing, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." As they reflected on all that God had done, even before they got to Jerusalem to participate in the feast or the festival, they were already praising God for His protection, for His deliverance, for what He has already been doing in the people of God. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Three of those festivals, the Passover being one in which the people remembered that God delivered the people from Egyptian bondage, was one that they specifically were called to remember an aspect of God's work in their life. Another one was called the Feast of Weeks. In that festival, they remembered God's provision for them in providing a harvest for them. The crops, all that they had, they recognized as coming from God. And so they were celebrating God because of what they had, recognizing it was from God. The other is called the Festival of Tabernacles or Booths. The people, for a set amount of time, would actually live in temporary shelters. Now, why would they take a period of time commanded by God to live in temporary shelters? Well, during that time, they would remember when God had led the people through the wilderness to the promised land. They remember the provision of God along that journey. They remember their leader, Moses, through that time. And so through these different activities and through the singing of the songs and the Song of Ascents, they were reminding themselves of God's protection and the way that He had provided them for them for so many years. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Today, on the 75th anniversary, we sing, we proclaim the same good news, great news. The Lord has done great things through us, for us, among us, and we are filled with joy. A young man named Jason Kaiser, some of you may know Jason. Jason, I believe, was a junior in high school. This was in 1999, attending Leander High School. He was invited by a friend to come to a fifth quarter event. A fifth quarter event was something that the Leander Church of Christ would do, led by Witt, to provide a safe and a fun space for kids after a football game. And so the kids could come up here, and they could play, and they could spend time in a devotional and enjoy one another's company on Friday nights. someone invited Jason Kaiser to come. At that time, he met a young lady named Robin Nix. Robin invited Jason to come to more youth group activities. And over time, Jason got more and more plugged into the things that the youth ministry had going on. And he, in the meantime, he was learning about Jesus Christ. In fact, eventually, he would be baptized into Christ. Upon his graduation from high school, he went on to Lubbock. He went to Sunset School of Preaching and was trained to become a gospel preacher. From there, he went on to Lubbock Christian University to further his education in ministry and theology. He and Robin got married. Jason is a preacher of the gospel. He's been a youth minister. He has been working at proclaiming the good news of Jesus in all these various contexts. It all started with someone who was part of the Leander Church of Christ in 1999 inviting a friend to a youth ministry activity. And so on the 75th anniversary, as we remember God's faithfulness and all the wonderful things that God has done for us, we proclaim, just like those Jews that would ascend to Jerusalem to praise God, that the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. People from this congregation preaching the gospel all over the world, they were trained. They learned about Jesus in this place and then have gone on to proclaim the gospel literally all over the world. Some of you know them personally. Some of them are your own children or relatives, that is the case. People have been fed. Those who have needed to be served and to be helped have been helped because of this congregation. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. There's a correlation between memory, our willingness and our ability to remember, and our resolve to live out our mission. The most clear example of this that I can think of is those of us who have come to Christ, what Jesus has done for us. We were dead in our sins. We were hopeless. We didn't have eternal life. And then we came to know Jesus. We were rescued. We were saved through Jesus Christ. And recognizing that truth, remembering what Jesus has done for us, propels us, it motivates us, it inspires us to live for Him. We are in debt to Him, but more than that, we are inspired to tell others about the rescuing that can come through Jesus Christ. Today is a day of remembrance. We remember all that God has done through and for this congregation over the last 75 years, but it doesn't stop at just remembrance. No, the remembrance ought to propel us into continuing this work for years to come. And so we ask the question, what will the 100th anniversary what will it be like? Will we still be proclaiming together the Lord has done amazing things for us? We are filled with joy. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This idea of completion that Paul talks about is fullness, it's perfection, it's maturity. In other words, the gospel is working in us, and the prayer, the hope is that the gospel will continue to work in us. As a matter of fact, that we will be channels of the gospel to others who may not know the gospel at this time. Bill Snow, who was a preacher here for many years, is now going to speak to us for a few moments. Bill?
was blessed to be part of this congregation for the last 27 years. The minister from 1990 to 2000. And then it still was our home as we traveled with the Sojourners doing mission work. And the congregation prepared a place for us to park our RV with full hookups right behind the building. And so we were part of the congregation at that time. And then after an illness, a brain surgery, this became our home again. The Lord knew exactly when all this was going to happen because he knew that my wife would need this congregation while she cared for me for the last 11 years. And so appreciative to the congregation for that. When Rob called me, I jumped at the opportunity, though my abilities have diminished greatly. I remember one thing in particular about the congregation here, and that was the way that you fell in love with the Word of God. For those of you that may not have been here at that time, we memorized together over 100 verses. And I remember a young 12-year-old girl that could say every one of those verses without stopping, without stuttering. She had worked that hard, and some of you did too. I remember the verses from Psalms 119. Verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Or verse 97, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Or verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, like honey in my mouth. Or 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The world searches for truth, and there's all kinds of truth. But in John 17 and 17, we find the truth. John says, thy word is truth. Paul in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And then, as some of you memorized with me the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and following. Everyone that hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. The rains came, the floods came, the wind blew and beat against that house, but it stood firm because it was built upon a rock. But everyone that hears these words of mine and does not do them, I'll liken them to a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Again, the rains came, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Perhaps my favorite verse in all the Bible, one of a thousand of my favorite verse in the Bible, is Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Shortly before I left here in 2000, Witt had taken up the collecting of eagles like I had taken up several years before that. I have some 200 eagles. Witt has some that I, even though you're not supposed to envy. And I've got one or two that he probably would envy as well. And when I heard him a few weeks ago, he uses that same verse. I think it has to be one of his very favorite as well. Those who wait in the Lord, and I like the New International Version, it says, those that hope in the Lord. Because that's what waiting means. It doesn't mean to just sit by and idly wait. It means to hope. Those that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings of eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. When Rob asked me to speak, he said, it's going to be a time that we're going to remember, but it's also going to be a time that we look ahead. And so I'd like to challenge you as we look ahead to however many years that will be for the Leander Church of Christ, that you will make it a personal goal to know, to learn, to memorize, to study, to make it a part of your life, the Word of God. Let's bow and pray. Holy Father in heaven, thank you so much for this church family. Father, you know what the family means to me and to my sweet wife, and we're so grateful. And Father, you know what it means to this community, and we're so grateful. And you know what it means to each member as we fellowship one with another, and we're most grateful. And we pray, Father, that we will always be a family that you would be proud to call your own. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn this on. So you gotta love technology, right? So Bill, thank you for sharing your life with this congregation. Thank you for taking some time to share today with us, and thank you for your commitment to the Word of God and the way that you are committed to preaching and teaching the Word of God to this congregation. We know that the nourishment, the life of the congregation, it comes through the Word. So we're thankful as we think about the great things that the Lord has done through this congregation, that at the heart of it is a love for the Word of God. We stand on the shoulders of people like BW and Carleen and Joe and Idnell and Reese and Jeannie. We appreciate their love for this congregation, the work that they've done for so many years, and it is our hope that we will continue the work that God has been doing through the people here at the Leander Church of Christ for so long. There's a song that I love by Chris Tomlin, and there's a refrain in that song that I think is just really powerful. And thinking about how Leander as a city continues to grow and change in many ways, and how we do live in a construction zone in many ways, I think the refrain in this song is so very important. It goes like this: greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn. I want you to look at somebody and tell them just that greater things have yet to come. Go ahead and tell somebody that this morning. Greater things are yet to come, including lunch here in just a few moments. A group of people in 1942 got together, prayed together, studied the Word together, committed themselves to sharing the good news of Jesus in Leander, Texas. Today, 75 years later, here we are, continuing to praise God, continuing to live out the commitment to share Jesus with those around us. Greater things have yet to come. And here's the truth. Just like those Jews that were going up to praise God at the temple, singing, "The Lord has done great things. The Lord has done great things." We are filled with joy. If there's anybody here today that needs the prayers of the church family, we're here to pray with you or for you. David's going to lead us in an invitation song here in just a moment. If there's something on your heart that you'd like to share with us, we'll be available to do that. We'll also have shepherds available in the back. If you'd like to share something in a private manner with them, please feel free to do that. Perhaps today you're ready to commit your life to Jesus in the waters of baptism. Find the salvation that comes through God, His mercy, and His Son. We would love, absolutely love, to witness you make that decision today. So whatever need that you have, you can come forward now as we stand and continue to worship our great God.